Здравствуйте, друзья. Вы видите перед собой Шарлотт. И Шарлотт приехала в Соединенные Штаты из Филиппин. И у нас там спрашивали ребята, вот, а как там вот акцент филиппинский, трудно понимать или нет? Поэтому я попрошу, там пару вопросов есть, а там вы послушайте. So, Charlotte, how do people learn English in Philippines and how good are Filipinos at English?
Well, for our curriculum, as far as for high school, it is part of the subject, and they focus mainly on formal English based on books. Mm-hmm. So they're very context-driven, and they're very the right ways to say things, and also mm-hmm. the right form to say things, mm-hmm. such as having a subject and a verb in a sentence. Mm-hmm. And then it brings it to college, because if you don't pass that mm-hmm. for the entrance exam for college, they have just a portion of English and grammar, and if you don't pass this, you can't get into college.
Wait a second, but if you go to college in Philippines...
They also have that as part of it.
They teach in English or they teach in...
They teach in English.
Wow.
Yes.
So they do not teach in local language?
No. So for example, our English subject in high school, everybody had to speak in English. And there's some schools in the Philippines where they strictly speak English. You are not allowed to speak Tagalog or any other language.
Even in between students?
Even in between students, even if it's their lunch break or recess, they are not allowed to speak any other language besides English.
You're talking about public schools or private?
Private schools.
Oh, private.
But with public schools too, they teach that as well.
Uh-huh. So, and public universities would teach in English?
Yes, definitely.
So people don't complain. People don't say, why in the world in my own country I cannot...
No, because they know the benefit of speaking English, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of tourists that come and do business with them there. Mm-hmm. They come and they see the society and how everyone can speak in English. Even the people that live on the streets can understand English. I'm not even kidding you.
So you mentioned Koreans are coming
yes.
to study English there.
Yes, Korean. I was actually an English teacher in the Philippines when I stayed there for a year.
Uh-huh.
And so... these Korean students that mm-hmm. go to these big universities, they come to the Philippines to learn English because mm-hmm. it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. And they pick up the accent real quick. And the accent is not very strong Filipino accent. It's mm-hmm. slang, like because they have to be proficient and they have to practice mm-hmm. to be American accent. So that they get the business with the Korean students. Mm-hmm. So now there's a lot of Korean schools for English speakers. In the Philippines.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So people, so Philippines is a Catholic country, am I right?
Yes.
So are people really religious or it's...
They are. Most profound would be Catholic, but then there's also Buddhism and Hinduism, because it's a melting pot. Philippines uh-huh. is a melting pot of all countries, right? So okay. there's also Baptist. I know a few people who practice Buddhism. Mm-hmm. So, but as far as for Catholic being the number mm-hmm. one religion, yes, mm-hmm. it is. You go to church every Sunday, they're packed.
Is it peaceful? I mean, the coexistence of different religions?
Yes, it actually is very peaceful. Mm-hmm. There is not much, maybe in their heads, they're like, oh.
the very first Filipina I met in the United States, it was 20-something years ago in San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't know I'm Jewish, and he was complaining that all the wars in the world are because of Jews. And I said, who told you that? And he said, every Catholic knows that.
That's not true. You know, in high school, they have a curriculum solely for religion.
Uh-huh.
And we learn all the religions there is. We learn Catholic, we learn Buddhism, we learn Christianity, and then it carries on to college, too. They also
no,
have
no Judaism.
They do. We cover all the Catholics, all the religion and what they are. And
Islam?
Yes, mm-hmm. even that.
Mm-hmm. So they're trying to raise children in a kind of peaceful
yes.
mode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you very much. And would you say something in what's the language?
Tagalog.
Tagalog, yeah. Would you say something in Tagalog?
Sure. Salamat sa inyong lahat. See you next time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.